Lecture topic, Vision of Umar, in solving today's problems, part 2.
Oh man, this is great. You know, this is something, when I read these kitabs and these sahaba in the night, I just get so consumed, Allah is my witness. I just love it. Like one of the scholars were mentioning the other day, a person was found alone at home. So someone asked him, "You alone?" He said, no, I sit with the sahaba daily. I sit with the sahaba daily. I sit with the tabi'een daily. I read their lives and it just revives me. The pious, one of their practices were going to sleep. They would keep a kitab by their bedside. And every night before sleeping, you know, the last things of the day, unfortunately today we emailing and we doing that as the last things, but to read a kitab. Collectively we have the halqa of ta'lim. That's awesome and great. But in addition to that, also on the side, the first injunction revealed upon us, iqra, read. This ummah is a literate ummah. This ummah was given the instruction to read. So we read and that inspires us. So he said, this is what I have brought. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, أَمَا أُعْطِيتَ مِنَ الْإِمَارَةِ دَابَّةً تَرْكَبُهَا? Were you not given a conveyance? You've come walking. He said, هُمْ لَمْ يُعْتُونِي وَأَنَا لَمْ أَتْلُبْ مِنْهُمْ. They didn't provide it, I didn't request it. They didn't provide it, I didn't request it. Okay, وَأَيْنَمَا أَتَيْتَ بِهِ لِبَيْتِ الْمَالِ. And what about the revenue you brought for the national traveling? لَمْ أَتِ بِشَيْءٍ. I got nothing. So Sayyidina Umar said, but you said you brought the wealth and everything. He said, no, I meant I brought my food and that's about it. He said, why you didn't bring wealth? He said, لَمَّا وَصَلْتُ إِلَىٰ حِمْسِ. When I arrived there, جَمَعْتُ صُلَحَاءَ أَهْلِهَا. I gathered the pious people, وَوَلَّيْتُهُمْ جَمْعَ فَيْئِهِمْ. I made them in charge to gather their revenue. Whenever they would gather the money, استشرتهم في أمره ووضعته في مواضعه. I would consult and then I would distribute it in the rightful places. I wouldn't hoard it. One great scholar said, let it not be. People donate money to you and you and they earn Jannah. And you abuse their donation and earn Jahannam. Let it not be people donate. In fact, the one who donates, he's easy. It's so easy. You gave your money and it's over. Done. That's the easiest thing. Now to spend that wealth, to dispense that wealth, to channel that wealth, to objectively spend that is a daunting task. It's a tall order. It's a big ask. So anyway, that's what I would do. Fine. Umar radiallahu anhu said, okay. Jaddid ahdan li Umayrin ala wilayati Hims. We now renew our contract of Umayr in Hims as the governor for another year. Immediately he stands up, he says, Hayhata, hayhata, fa inna dhalika shay'un la uriduhu, wa lan a'mal laka wa la li ahadin ba'daka ya Umar. Umar, forget about it. I served 1 year as a governor. I don't want renewal. It was enough jeopardy to my iman and deen. I can't take this responsibility any longer. Our president comes into office, he volunteers for the next 4 years. In his goodwill. Good thinking. Broad shoulders. And then he says, Umar, can I go stay on one of the remote places of Medina? So he goes away to one of the remote places of Medina. But this was it. Everybody was microscopically analyzed. Microscopically analyzed. Umar said, okay, let's do a bit of search on this man here. Not Google him, let's check him out. Is the man real? Is he genuine? I often say I love the pious and I equally love those who aspire to be pious. But I passionately abhor those who are not pious and do not want to associate with the pious but want to act pious. I love those that are pious and those who aspire to become pious. But I have a contentious issue and I have a bone to pick with those who are not pious, don't aspire to become pious. Many associate with the pious purely to give impetus and recognition to their evil agendas. We live in such a world. The man associates with pious, not to reform, not to rehabilitate, not to discipline, but to give momentum to his evil things, to give recognition, to give acknowledgement to his wrong, to give strength to it. Hang on, my brother, you rather dilute this water than dilute in Zamzam water. I'm not saying pollute ordinary water, but why are you polluting a noble relation? Go to an evil man with an evil intention. Why to a clean man with an evil intention? That's where we've come. Go clean to sort your heart out. Reform yourself. And likewise, I'm not saying the mentor needs to be clean himself. I often mention this example of this mentor who had ulterior motives. So his disciple one day came to him. and said to him, I had a dream, and I had this amazing dream. I seen your fingers were immersed in honey, and my fingers were immersed in stool and feces. So the mentor said, that's quite clear. You indulged in all the unlawful and the forbidden and the evil things, and I'm in the pure and the wholesome and the noble. He said, wait, hang on, the dream is not over. I was licking your fingers, you were licking mine. Meaning, this disciple came with a noble intention, but this mentor had an ulterior motive. He wanted to draw the world out of this man with evil things. So obviously, it polluted the entire thing. But I'm saying people today associate themselves with noble with evil agendas. So Sayyidina Umar sent someone by the name of Harith. He said, go to this locality and do a check on this man. If you find out he's living in the lap of luxury, come back. And if you find he's living in poverty and difficulty, drop him this 100 dinars and then come back. Harith radiallahu anhu goes there, comes there, camouflages, finds out where's the house in one remote place. He tells this man, Umar, sorry, I'm a traveler, I'm a wayfarer, would you allow me to stay in your house? Surely. He entertains him, welcomes him there, he stays there for 3 days. After 3 days, a fellow brother from the neighborhood comes to this visit to Harith and says, you know what? You've put up at this man's house, Umar ibn Sa'd, who was the former governor of Hims. Honestly, this is the poorest man in our locality. And I think you're really putting the man under pressure. I don't want to get between the two of you, but come stay at my house, because I think this man, the food that he's giving you is probably the only food he owns. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ إِلَّا هَذَا يُؤْثِرُونَكَ بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. He has nothing else but what he's giving to you. So anyway, at that time, Harith realized that the checks and balances were in place. This man was honest, he was genuine, he was true. He was not putting wool over Umar radiallahu anhu's eyes. He lived the life of honesty and simplicity. So he took out the 100 dinars and he dropped it. He said, what is this? He said, Umar gives it to you. He said, رُدَّهَا إِلَيْهِ. Return it to Umar radiallahu anhu and tell him, لَا حَاجَةَ لِعُمَيْرِ. Honestly, I don't have any need at this time. There's no food. The man is meagerly breaking even, living in abject poverty and penury. And he said, what am I going to do with this extra year? It's just going to complicate my accountability. Just going to complicate my account. How often I do this and you do this when you're traveling and somebody gives you something. You know what, Jazakallah, I don't mind taking it. But at the airport, I'm going to have grief and I have to answer for more. And really, I don't know if the children will like it. Point taken. And if the brother is really insisting, you take it from A, and when he's not looking, you pass it on to B, and you make dua for him, and you move on. Why? Because you don't want to complicate matters when you come in at customs. They thought of real customs in Akhirah. So anyway, his wife overheard, and she said, صاحت امرأته إنح خذها. Oh, my husband, take it. We are poor. We can have some, and we can distribute it to others. He said this, and he left. Umar ibn Sa'd lam yabit laylatahu tilka. I will draw it to a close. He didn't end that night. He gathered the money, put it into small packets, and he distributed all the money to the Sahaba. Wa khassa minhum abna ash-shuhada. And in particular, those who were the surviving children of whose fathers were martyrs in battles. Those who the children that were left behind, he acknowledged them. He responded to them. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi used to say, we just heard our honorable ustad saying today, he said, I used to devote a portion of my time to earn only because I wanted to spend on those who devoted their lives to deen. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have toiled and earned money. I only earned so that I could help the causes of deen. If it wasn't for these pious individuals, I wouldn't have earned. Anyway, he returns back home. Sayyidina Umar said, what did you see? He said, appalling condition, really pitiful. I sympathized with the man. What did you do? I dropped him the 100 dinars. What did the man do with the 100 dinars? No idea, but I doubt he ate a dirham from it. The way it looked, I guess he must have distributed it. Umar radiallahu anhu was now really, this was it. He couldn't hold himself. He wrote a letter and he said, go back to him and tell him when he receives my letter, he must come back immediately. So Harith takes the letter again and he goes. He goes back to Umar radiallahu anhu. And he gives him the letter and he says, Umar is calling you back. He complies diligently. He doesn't object. He comes back to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar receives him well. And he says, Umar, did you receive the gift I gave you? He said, yes, indeed, I received it. Mada sana'ta bid dinar? What did you do with the money that I gave you? So Umar radiallahu anhu said, Umar, you don't have the jurisdiction and the authority to question me. You've given it as a gift. It's my right to dispense it and spend it as I'm comfortable. He said, point taken, azamtu alayk. I beg you, I ask you, I don't have a right to impose on you, I implore you, please tell me, what did you do with it? He said, iddakhartuha li nafsi li antafi'a biha fi yawmin la yanfa'u fihi malun wala banun. I have invested it and I have spoken to the bank manager, I will draw that money on the day when no other wealth and no children will avail, and that is the day of Qiyamah. فَدَمَعَتْ عَيْنَا عُمَرُ. Umar started crying profusely and he started sobbing. He then arranged for some food and some clothing. Umar ibn Sa'd said, food I won't take, Allah has given us, and when it would be depleted, Allah will replace it. Clothing I'll take, my wife is just making, bearing up, you know, with one outfit, that's the only thing my wife has. And then he left back, and days thereafter he passed away. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, وَدِدْتُ أَنَّ لِي رِجَالًا مِثْلَ عُمَيْرِ بْنِ سَعْدٍ أَسْتَعِينُ بِهِمْ فِي أَعْمَالِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. During his period of rule, he used to cry out to few people, and one was Umair ibn Sa'd. He said, I wish this man was still here. I really needed to draw much more from him and learn and benefit from him much more, but he has moved on. I bring you closely and wrap up with the other two Sahaba that Sayyidina Umar said. One was Huzaifa ibn Yaman. What was the secret of this man? What are we taking? From the life of Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, we took honesty, integrity, loyalty, fidelity. From the life of Umair ibn Sa'd, abstinence, not indulgence, not embezzlement, not misuse of trust, appreciating the daunting responsibility, the colossal task that's on your shoulders. From the life of Huzaifa ibn Yaman, what do we learn? He said, كَانَ النَّاسُ يَسْأَلُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ وَكُنْتُ أَسْأَلَهُ عَنِ الشَّرِّ مَخَافَةَ أَنْ يُدْرِكَنِي. Everybody would ask the Nabi of Allah regarding virtue, and I would ask him regarding vice. People would ask him regarding vitamins, and I would ask him regarding virus. That was his eye. O Nabi of Allah, after you pass away, people would say, tell us the good, prophesize the happy moments. And I would ask him, tell us the setbacks, tell us the difficulties, tell us the fitness. I would ask him just to keep myself on guard, insulate myself, fortify myself against all these viruses that are coming out. He was responsible for the conquest of Hamdan and many other cities in the greater Persia at that time. When it was about time to pass away, he said, أَجِئْتُمْ بِالْكَفَنِ. Have you brought my kafan? They said, yes. He said, لَا تُغَالُوا بِالْأَكْفَانِ. Don't spend lavishly on a kafan. فَإِن يَكُنْ لِي عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرًا بُدِّلْتُ بِهِ خَيْرًا. Because even if you wrap me in a simple dress, but Allah has promised Jannat for me, then this kafan will be shortly taken out and replaced by the kafan of Jannah. And if you put the most exclusive dress on me, and Allah has destined hell for me, this will not veil me or bar me against the flames of hell. He used to say, لَيْسَ خِيَارُكُمْ الَّذِينَ يَتْرُكُونَ الدُّنْيَا لِلْآخِرَةِ وَلَلَّذِينَ يَتْرُكُونَ الْآخِرَةَ لِلدُّنْيَا وَلَكِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْخُذُونَ مِنْ هَذِهِ وَهَذِهِ. You don't make the best amongst this ummah if you totally forsake this world for akhirah. And surely you're not from the best of this ummah if you forsake akhirah totally for this dunya. So if you're forsaking this world completely for akhirah, that's not what Islam is advocating. And if you're forsaking akhirah totally for this world, that's not what Islam is saying. Strike the fine balance. Strike the fine balance. The common analogy that is given, the ship and the vessel needs to sail in water, but how dare the water gets into the vessel. You need to fly into the air, but how dare the air and it gets into the aircraft, then there is a problem. So surely you need to take from this world and you need to take from akhirah, but you need to strike the fine balance. And when death came to him, he said, Ja al Habibu ala shawqin. Finally my beloved has come. I have been anticipating it. So what's the secret from the life of Huzaifa? He was the confidant of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And his eye was permanently on the fitnas that were out. Brothers, there are fitnas that are going out. The cell phone, look at the way the world has become. These forms of contact have become inevitable. Traveling, a credit card, how else do you operate? How else do you travel? So the way the system is, and these are the words of Nabi alayhi salam, and it stares me in my eyes. He said, a time is to come, la yabqa ahadun illa akala riba, fa illam ya'kulhu asabahu min bukharihi. My Nabi is his Nabi. Recite Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa zid. Wa tahannan ala habibina. What a rich deen. What a complete deen. For Allah's sake, don't take your begging bowl and ask for values to others. You know, when a mother cooks and she must only know the child went next door and I asked Auntie Aisha for roti. What happens to that mother? She's fuming. That's an insult to me. Do you mean I don't cook for you? I don't provide for you? Your Nabi spelt it out in the greatest details, in the most explicit manner. And you go in with your begging bowls and asking people, teach me how to have a marriage. Teach me how to dress. Teach me how to decorate my home. Tell me how to do the decor of my halls. As if your Nabi didn't teach you values. So the Nabi of Allah said, a time will come, there will remain none but that he will consume interest. And if he tries to stay clean of it, he won't able to avoid its dust. Oh man, Muhammadur Rasulullah, what a prophecy. How clear can it be louder than this? The vapor will hit you. The dust will envelope you. That's for the man who's staying clean of it. And this is the world today. How it's happening. So to keep an open eye. That's the second message of Huzaifa. And the third sahabi was Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, whose name is synonymous to knowledge. Allah had given him great knowledge. It was this young, talented man. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, "Kunna nushabbihu Mu'adhan bi Ibrahim." In the Quran, Allah said, Ibrahim in his submission was a nation. And he said, in the galaxy of Sahaba, if we could say anyone from amongst us in his servitude and compliance was symbolic to an entire nation, surely it was Mu'adh ibn Jabal. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِذَا حَذَرُوا. On the day of Qiyamah, the man who will hold the banner beneath which the jurists and the scholars and the religious leaders and the clerics of this ummah will assemble will be Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And he said to Mu'adh, Wallahi inni la'uhibbuk. Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you. Someone said in the Arabic language, Laysa sha'nu an tuhibba, walakinna sha'n an tuhabba. There is no virtue in loving. The real merit lies in being loved. You say, I love. You love, he loves. What? I run, you run, we all run for Imran, I smile, you smile, for everyone. You love her, I love her, we all, what is that? The real thing is, I love Allah. Who does Allah love? Who does Allah love? When the Nabi of Allah said on that night of Khaybar, we hope that tonight Allah declares we are amongst those that he loves, brothers. We go from here and we become in the beloveds of Allah. Khaybar was not been conquered. The Nabi of Allah said, لَأُعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Listen, it's nightfall. You can go back to your shelters and sleep. Tomorrow I will give the banner to a man whom Allah and his Nabi love passionately. Sayyidina Umar said, in my whole life, I never asked Allah for power and authority but that night, just so that I can qualify to be beloved. The next day I came, Sahaba said, I never tiptoed in my life but that day. We all stood, we assembled in anticipation. There's this moment of silence. Who's going to be called on? Who's going to be inaugurated? Who's going to be given this award? Shakka sukut. The Nabi of Allah breaks the silence. And he said, Aina Ali ibn Abi Talib. Call Ali radiyallahu anhu. But this was the beauty of Sahaba. They anticipated it. When it was conferred to Ali, they rallied around him and they congratulated him. There was no these remarks, son-in-law, bhai, what you gonna do? Nepotism, you know what? Nepotism. No. This was Sahaba, man. Their hearts were just too clean. May Allah give us a fraction, may Allah. Here they all waiting, anticipating. Here's this critical crunch moment. The Nabi of Allah said, Ali, and they all rally around him, Ali, surely you deserved it as much as we anticipated it. So what was Mu'adh ibn Jabal? He was the beloved of Allah. What were the words of Mu'adh? What were the words of Mu'adh? He said, تَعَلَّمُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَلَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِالْعِلْمِ حَتَّى تَعْمَلُوا. Listen, and we end on this year. Sayyidina Mu'adh said, Learn as much as you want to. And sit in the gathering for the last 2 hours, I'm screaming at you and talking at you. And sit for as lengthy periods as you want to. None of this will benefit you until you do not translate it into action. Start it now. Start it this moment. In English, they say, the best way to regret your past is to rectify your future. Allah inspire us all. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Oh my beloved, loving, caring, merciful Allah. These brothers have congregated here and patiently sat here, Allah, for 2 long hours, Allah. Some have been standing here, Allah, patiently listening to your talks, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you reward every one of them that has gathered here. Allah, our sisters and our listeners that have been listening over the airwaves, you reward them, Allah. Surely this is a night in which your mercy descends greater than usual, Allah. As much as you are there to pardon and forgive and have mercy on everyone perpetually, Allah, we beg, we beseech, we implore you. We implore you through the agency of your Ismul A'zam, your greatest name, by virtue of which no prayers are rejected, Allah. Let not any one of us leave this gathering wretched, O Allah. Allahumma la tatrudna an janabik. O Allah, do not shun us from your door. O Allah, do not snub us, O Allah. Allah, forgive our minor sins, our major sins, Allah. There are many offenses we have not yet intended abandoning, O Allah, leave alone abandoning it, O Allah. Forgive us for not even intending, Allah. Forgive us for procrastinating. Forgive us for delaying, Allah. We're hasty in the material matters, yet we delay in repentance, Allah. We're hasty in the things of this world, yet we delay in making our graves warm. We return to warm beds, Allah, electric blankets, Allah, but we never bother warming our graves, Allah. We never think of lightening up our graves. We have lighting systems, Allah, when there's power failures, Allah. We have lighting systems when there's blackouts, Allah. But we never bother taking care of the darkness and the solitude and the seclusion and the loneliness of the grave, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you grant glory to this ummah. Grant izzah to this ummah. Oh Allah, those in this ummah that are sick, Allah. Those that are ailing, Allah. Those that have any difficulty, any sickness, any calamity, Allah. Instantly, completely, totally, Allah, give them shifa. Allah, free us from all these painful sicknesses that we are hearing, different diagnoses, different conditions. All the sick that are lying, Allah, Muslim and non-Muslim in clinics and hospitals, Allah, you grant them quick discharge and quick deliverance, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us health to obey you. Grant us wealth in your obedience. Oh Allah, put muhabba in our families, Allah. Put understanding, make us good spouses. Allah, make our children pious, Allah. Allah, hold our children. Allah, guide our children. Allah, we are in real trying times, Allah. Allah, there is so many temptations around them, Allah. Allah, there is this net of immorality, Allah. There is this web of immorality, O Allah. Allah, the scourge of infidelity that has paralyzed and broken our marriages. Allah, you instill modesty and morality in us, O Allah. O Allah, you restore the dignity of our homes, Allah. Allah, give us contentment on that which you have allotted for us, Allah. Allah, save us from haram and unlawful and forbidden, O Allah. O Allah, the crisis that continues to unveil in Syria and Palestine, O Allah. O Allah, you bring an end to it, O Allah. O Allah, the butchers that are massacring the people, Allah, their thirst is not quenching, Allah. Allah, they break in the tombs of Sahaba, Allah, demolishing the masajid of this ummah, seeing the children's blood, Allah, spilt on this ground, Allah. Allah, surely it is your clemency, Allah. And we know with certainty it's not outside your grip, Allah. You've told us repeatedly, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. Don't ever entertain the thought that Allah is unmindful. وَمَا كُنَّا عَنِ الْخَلْقِ غَافِلِينَ. You told us that you are not oblivious. لَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْهُ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ. Nothing is hidden from you, Allah. But we are hasty, Allah. We are impatient. As you said, we are jazu'a. You said we squeal quickly, Allah. Ajula, we are hasty, Allah. Qatura, we are narrow in our hearts, Allah. Because of our weakness, we are asking you, Allah, let your mercy descend, Allah. Let your help come, O Allah. People are bringing what challenges to this ummah. Allah, as we enter into these last blessed days of this sacred month, and we will be soon embracing this great month, Allah. O Allah, create in our hearts the dislike of your disobedience, O Allah. Allah, let us cross these hurdles. Let us mature these obstacles. Allah, today I cry, tomorrow I revert. Today I repent, tomorrow I commit, oh Allah. Today I tear, the next day I'm fake, Allah. Allah, I'm playing hide and seek too long with you, my Allah. Allah, I'm playing hide and seek too long with you. But you're just hanging on for me, Allah. You're just allowing me. I've buried my friends. I've buried younger than me. I've buried my colleagues, my Allah. I've gone down in that grave. It took sleep away from me for a few days. But then I'm back into my own nonsense, my Allah. Allah, rid my heart from pride and arrogance, Allah. Allah, let me desire good for my brother. Allah, let me wish good for my brother. Oh Allah, let me plan good for my brother. Those of our young sisters that are of marriageable age, Allah, and their parents are in great anxiety, Allah, bless them with suitable spouses and noble partners. Those couples whose marriages are turbulent and rocky, Allah, bring stability and happiness to it, Allah. Those that are optimistic of children, we beg and beseech you, bless them with children. Those that have children, but their children are rebellious and delinquents, you make them diligent and compliant, Allah. Allah, we ask from you all the good that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had asked from you. We ask from you protection against all the evils from which he had asked protection. My Allah, you are the greatest and you remain the greatest. There is no limit to your magnanimity and your grandeur, my Allah. This 2 hours of our humble talking, Allah, you have the absolute authority of rejecting it, Allah. And you are perfectly justified in it, Allah. We can only but beg your door and ask you, please don't reject it, Allah. And if you reject it, we submit a request again, Allah. And if you deny, we reapply, Allah. We don't have another door but your door, Allah. You've been most kind to us, most compassionate to us, most merciful to us. You have favored us despite our ungratefulness, as if our ungratefulness is the recipe for increasing your ni'mats, Allah. You've given us despite our wrong, Allah. We don't pay our bills, they cut our electricity. We abuse our sight, you don't deny us vision, Allah. We abuse our hearing. Allah, those you that are going to sleep listening to music, Allah, let this end in their life, Allah. Allah, those you that are sitting with those earphones all day, my Allah, make them restless. My Allah, bring them back in this masjid. Those you that are in the clubs and roam in the pubs, my Allah, we beg you, change their lives, change their directions. Allah, our rehab centers are full. We've got children from the age of 10 and grandfathers at the age of 70, Allah. Once upon a time our masajid were full. Now our rehab centers are full. My Allah, change the dynamics of this ummah. My Allah, change the destiny of this ummah. My Allah, change the vision of this ummah. Oh Allah, we ask you through the intercession of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Surely he was beloved to you, my Allah, and everything of his is beloved, and we are his ummah, oh Allah. Looking at his great sacrifices, Allah, make a decision of pardon on this ummah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wasallam. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.